Just before we start, Michael, I'd just like to get one thing off my chest, and it is actually to do with chest. Do you know that character, Gok Weng, the new fashionista on Channel 4?
That very nice homosexual Korean guy, yes.
Why? Number one, I didn't know he was Korean or homosexual.
He is a homosexual, yes.
You could probably... he come out?
I don't know if he's told his parents yet whether he has actually come out of the closet, but I am aware of the fact that he is. I'm sure he has. His mum cannot expect him not to be gay.
Well, I've got nothing against him being Korean or gay, but what I do have against him is that he calls boobs, shirt potatoes, bangers.
Bangers.
Get your bangers out. Have you never seen his programme?
Well, I think he's got straight man's dialogue. That's the problem with Gok Weng.
Ah, gay man talking straight.
Well, you know, he's got to fit in. He's got to get that Channel 4 male-skewered, metrosexual kind of like a... thing going.
I see. For me, my missus just forces me to watch it.
Is your wife gay?
No, I wish she was.
No homosexual tendencies, and she watches Gok Weng.
Well, when you say homosexual tendencies,
she has sex with other women, is my assumption of what homosexual is.
In an ideal world, it'd be great for her to have sex with other women, because then I'd get more time to watch TV and to watch them and just join in when I felt like it. And plus, when I was shagging, maybe the other one could be cleaning the house.
Doing or your balls.
Or my balls.
I mean, why restrict it to the kitchen for the other lady to basically do the cleaning up? I mean, all that. I mean, depends how you position it as well. You're doing your missus or the other bird from behind.
Yes.
And you've got the residue coming down, and sometimes it can stain your balls.
True. So, what you need...
ball stain cleaner.
Ball stain cleaner. That literally sounds like Silit Bang! Ball stain cleaner. But I probably wouldn't recommend putting Silit Bang on your nuts.
Yes, that's why you need a...
bangers, according to...
Oh yeah, fucking Gok Weng.
Gok Weng.
Bangers. I mean, you're spoilt for choice as well when you have threesomes with your homosexual wife as well. Whose tits do you come on?
I'm sure
you're stuck. I feel I can't move away from this point until we've clarified the situation. Yeah. Basically... you're in a situation when you have to shoot your load. And do you do it with your wife? Because, again, it's boring.
Yeah.
You know, you do it all the time. That's the thing. You know, because you're married. You know, that's what married, you know, shoot your load and all that.
You're talking about your marriage.
Yeah. Oh, any marriage. I mean, not just necessarily
mine.
You've got the third person there.
Yeah.
You're not going to do that every day. She might get pissed off with you. She might not like to lick your nuts Do you risk it and shoot it on her breasts, incurring the wrath of your wife? Or do you just do it in your wife's bangers?
What I do is I go all Evel Knievel on them, you know. Line them up and try and shoot over both of them and actually hit the ceiling or something. Or put them right next to each other and accommodate them both, you know. Because it's good to share, really.